is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. On this absolutely gorgeous end of the day, end of the weekday, Friday, and it's just another beautiful day outside. And you are listening to 107.7 WTPL FM, and you can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. And just to remind you also that our brand new website is up and running. You can check us out at foodforthoughtnh.com. And from there, you can like us on Facebook as well. So there we go. And happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Miss Carol.
I know.
Or Aunt Carol, whatever I should call you.
Auntie Carol, I know we're auntie and uncle now.
So you had, that's right, you had, we had little Lila down in the studio who's 8 weeks old. And
you know what? She's not 8 weeks old.
Oh, no?
She's 10 weeks old.
10? Oh, how did that get by me?
I don't know.
I didn't get her a card for her 10-week-old birthday.
I know. We'll have to keep up on it now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Isn't it funny when you have a little kid, you keep track of how many weeks they are, and then you get months, and then you just kind of give up on it.
Then next thing you know, they're in first grade,
mm-hmm.
and then they're in high school, then they're in college. It's like, oh my goodness.
Exactly. Well, I'm now feeling extra old because my daughter is 35, so you know, I don't, when the heck did that happen?
I know.
But it was a beautiful, fun night last night. Maybe a little later in the show, we'll have a chance to catch up with J-Dog.
Yes, I believe we are going to do that towards the end of the show, and just he's going to give us a recap of the Taco Tour evening, so yeah.
The Hippo de Mayo Taco Tour Challenge was a lot of fun last night.
It was. It was fun talking to people. And you know what I really found?
Hmm.
You know, there was probably as many, I think it was probably 50-50, tell me what you think, of people that it was their first time and people that have been. You know, I would say
that's probably pretty accurate.
Right? I was surprised. And a lot of people from out of town that mm-hmm. had never been, which was really cool, which just goes to show you how popular the event is.
Didn't one guy say that, or a woman perhaps, that she came specifically for this from out of town? I mean, we're not talking Methuen. We're talking further away.
Remember the guy was Florida.
Right. Yeah, there were two Floridians that we spoke with yesterday.
But that one, his girlfriend's up here, and he said he flew up just mm-hmm. because of the Taco Tour. I'm like, wow.
But there were some pretty fun and interesting people last night, which is, I mean, you never know what you're going to get. When you put the microphone in the face of somebody who you've never met before, it is a little scary. You know, I generally try to detect if there's any liquor on the breath, and if there isn't, then I'll go for it, figuring they're going to have enough sense to realize that, of course, we have the capabilities to edit out or at least stamp out anything that shouldn't be said on the air.
I'm sure but, Andrew was on guard.
Well, you know something? In my 44 years in radio, I mean, I've worked in a lot of big stations, and the F-bomb has been dropped 4 times during my career, which I write about.
44 years?
In 44 years. And I write about that in my book, 50 Shades of Radio. And you know what's really interesting, Carol? Of those times, not one person called to complain. Because probably the context was that they realized that somebody didn't mean to say it, and, you know, you can let it slide. Now, the FCC is a little less forgiving now when that happens, even if it's just accidental like that, because you're supposed to have the technology to catch that.
To catch it.
But I still think the public will generally forgive you if you're generally a good citizen, and they realize that, hey, these things happen. This is real life. So as I look back, I'm thinking, boy, I dodged a few bullets. And I hate to admit it, one time it was by me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, I did read that in your book.
Yes. And you don't hear me use too many bad words.
No.
Anyway, I'm not sure how we got there. Oh, I know. The taco tour and putting...
Right, and interviewing people.
Yeah. Because that's the fun of it, to get the flavor of the people that go to this thing. I mean, it's fun to talk to the organizers and all that. But really, it's fun to talk to the people that are out there chowing down on the tacos.
Yeah. And there were some characters out there. You got to talk to the world's most interesting man.
The faux version, F-A-U-X, the fake guy. But he looked like him.
He did.
I don't think the guy, the actor who, and I'd have to look up to see who the actor is who plays him, but this guy was really tall. This guy was probably like 6'4", very beefy. He could have been a linebacker for the New England Patriots. And he had his two 24-year-old girl posse with him, and and a bouncer that looked like he could have been on The Sopranos.
Yeah, and a camera crew.
And a camera crew. So we may show up somewhere in the Dos Equis archives.
There you go.
From last night's fun. But it was good. The weather was fantastic. And the only regret I had is I didn't really get to sample too many tacos. Because when I was done and I was walking back to my car over toward Cotton, I didn't because the lines were still really long. And, you know, not that I wasn't just by myself. If Barb would have been with me, I could have killed the time with her. But I wasn't in the mood to wait a half hour for a taco.
Yeah, forget it.
People do it, though.
Yeah, they did all
And thank goodness
night.
They do.
Yeah. Today is National Have a Coke Day.
I'll pass. I don't drink soda anymore.
I don't either. I do once in a while. I'll get like a craving, you know, maybe once a month. I'll and you know what? Last night I did.
Did you?
When I got here last night, you know, waiting for J-Dog and you and I, it was hot and, you know, well, not hot, but it was nice and just out. Yeah. And I'm like, you know,
it felt like summer. Something cold would be good, right?
Little, yeah, I did.
Some and bubbles in your mouth and
exactly,
everything.
Exactly.
Right?
But that's the only time. I don't drink it too much.
Here's
often
the, either, we buy, diet ginger ale from time to time, Canada Dry. And we'll keep it in the house for, if we're going to make a mixed drink with, you know, some kind of a whiskey or a scotch or something. And once in a while, I'll have it to drink. But I used to have probably one or two, well, one soda a day, up to about 15 years ago. And I said, "Nah, this is not good. I got to stop doing this."
They say it's just not good for you.
No, there's have you ever seen they make it's like 38 spoons of sugar or some ridiculous number?
Oh, it's crazy.
In a 2-liter bottle of pick your soft drink, not necessarily. We don't want to pick on Coke.
No, but Pepsi, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, you mentioned that's the food holiday today. In just a few moments, our comedy Cold Cuts will go back a couple days to you'd almost call this a non-food holiday. Wednesday was No Diet Day.
I know, and Mike didn't tell me about that.
So I dug
it
up.
It wasn't in my food reference stuff, because I certainly would have caught that.
You would have. So you'll hear some comedy in just a few moments, some very, very funny stuff. You know, let's face it, dieting has its funny moments, and it's just odd things. And the comedians have a great way of capturing it. You'll hear that.
They do. Mm-hmm. They definitely do.
Who else is coming on the show today?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm very excited because we have he's sort of a regular, you know, with the show is David Page. He's been on a few times, and David Page is the executive producer of Page Productions, president and executive producer of Page Productions, and he's also responsible for the production of Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives on Food Network, and now he's his latest project is Beer Geeks, and they're going into their second season. So he's going to be calling in.
I love the host of that show, Michael Ferguson.
Yes,
guy
isn't
is
he a character?
Fantastic.
Yeah, he is cool. Mm-hmm. And then I'm really excited because I've been wanting to connect these two. Michael Hopley Pierce, who is a local guy, and he is a beer aficionado. He's one of the beer judges, and you know he's into
it's
beer.
Like an instructor too, I think.
Yes, mm-hmm. he does all kinds
for
of
judging,
stuff.
Right.
Yes, for judging. And he has his own podcast called The Tap Handle Show. So he's going to call in just a few minutes after David Page. And I'm just excited to connect the two.
Yeah,
and
I'm glad that you did that because we haven't, well, since I've been here anyway, done a segment on beer. We've done wine. I think when you were on vacation, I talked to Carla Snow. And I just made a connection yesterday for us to have somebody from the New Hampshire Liquor Wine and spirits outlets joining us fairly soon.
Good.
So that's all a part of our lives, and I'm glad they're here. And just before we talk to those two guys, Hillary Davis, who lives in New Hampshire but is a pretty widely and highly regarded cookbook author. She's got a new book coming out very soon. I think it's called The French Oven, and she is she has quite an interesting past. She's a traveler. She's a writer. She's done a bunch of cookbooks, and I think she lives in the Monadnock region, but she'll be coming in to meet us and speak with us after 1 o'clock.
Beautiful. So, Leur French Cuisine?
What's that? Oh, I think that her training, as I recall, when she used to work in high finance overseas, and I guess at some point she decided that she wanted to cook. So she began working for free in kitchens and stuff, and I think was exposed to the French way of doing things, which, you know, a lot of the way we eat here is pretty much influenced by France. Excuse me. So she started doing that and eventually started, I think, you know, blogging and writing and doing cookbooks and traveling and pretty interesting person.
Ooh,
so we're lucky
excited
to have her in New Hampshire. I'm curious to see what her take is on the food scene in New Hampshire.
Mm. All right. Well, you know what? I think we need to go on a break so we can get comedy cold cuts going.
Okay.
And you're listening to Food for Thought live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street right in downtown Manchester. And we're going to go on a short break, so stay tuned.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 1077 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike on this gorgeous Friday afternoon. And let's just go right into comedy cold cuts. I'm dying to hear this, these comedy skits on dieting.
Yeah, and something that, you know, that you've admitted over your life. You know, you've had your struggles with weight, with size.
I have my struggles.
Okay, so I guess it never really goes away.
No, it doesn't.
But I look at you and I think, oh, wow, she's really cruising along. But in your world, it's not cruising, right? It's
You know what? For the first time probably ever, I am cruising right now. I am.
How does that
feel? I'm in a good, you know, in a good mode. I'm in control, I feel, for the first time. And for the first time, being in control for this long and wanting to. Like, tomorrow I can't wait to go to the gym. Like, I really... Which that's never happened to me ever.
But have you ever seen the kind of results that you're seeing now?
No.
See, that's the addiction. You know?
It is.
You're hooked
right.
on feeling good about how you look.
Exactly.
And that's got to be intoxicating.
It
so
is.
Good for you.
It is.
So that said, Wednesday was no diet day.
I'm still not going to forgive you for not telling me.
No, I thought I'd just kind of sneak this one in.
Yeah, thank you. Where do you get your food holidays? We need to chat about that.
You know, I have my sources.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay. Mm.
I think I use some of the same ones you do, actually. You may have just kind of glossed over that one.
No.
I think I use the nibble.
No, I don't use nibble.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No.
Well, now you know.
Oh.
So double check
it,
yeah.
To write that down.
So May 6th was no diet day. And I found a couple clips from a guy, and I'd never heard of him before, but he is hilarious. His first of two comedy cold cuts is exercise and dieting. Here's Jeff Allen.
I don't understand this country's obsession with weight. To me, weight is nothing but a number. That's it. And everybody in this room has a number that makes them feel good about themselves. The key is to just stand on a scale and look at your number. Well, I bought a digital scale. Those numbers gradually build up to your correct weight. You can jump off anytime. See your number? Get off the scale, man. Why torture yourself? Who needs that kind of punishment? 155, that's all I'm weighing this week. Well, honey, I mean, I look it, but I lost 45 pounds last night. And my wife's dieting now. That means we're all dieting. That's the rule. I got to sneak cookies in my house like I'm some kind of criminal. We're down in the basement with the boys, and I'm handing them out to the kids. One of you will betray me. Not sure, but it will be the three-year-old Judas, I'm sure. She came home with rice cakes for dessert. You believe that? Rice cakes? You see the word cake, you think, well, okay, maybe. You ever bite into one of them things? Cake doesn't come to mind. Hey, cock would be a better word. Who's she kidding? It's not food, it's insulation. Well, we could save a few bucks, just eat the styrofoam penis that came with your thigh master. That are awful. Our dog went and ate about 9 of those rice cakes. Hour later, went in the yard and passed the thermos.
Oh my gosh, that was good.
Did you go to, yeah,
that was good.
We'll have the second segment from him here in just a moment. But rice cakes, now... I'm going to guess that over the years, with your ways to hopefully lose weight, rice cakes was eventually part of your
I have
dieting.
Rice cakes in my cabinet right now.
So you still
now.
Do?
I mean, I do. And, you know, I am with him when he talks about rice cakes. But, you know, when you're in the mode and you're trying to look for something healthy and that, I mean, I do the caramel ones.
Yes.
And,
yes.
you know, and you have to really look at the nutritional information on some of them, because some of them are better than others, you know. But they kind of hit the trick for me. You know, they hit the spot.
I think they taste good.
They're pretty good.
You know why they taste good to me? Because I don't have to eat them. I suppose if that was like one of three things I could have, I would hate them.
Right.
But I do like them. And you can put a little something on it to give it some flavor
True.
And not really bust the diet, don't
True.
You think?
You definitely
A little peanut
can.
Butter or something, yep. just a, not even a teaspoon of that.
Yeah.
So rice cakes and...
what?
I just love this guy. I'm glad that I discovered him. Okay, so this is the second Jeff Allen clip. And for those of you that have ever bought gym memberships. Listen to this about health clubs.
Boy. 2 years ago, she signed us up for a health club. She thought that would be fun. That'll be fun. 2 years. I've been there once. Drive by it every day. It's right on the way to Cinnabon. I had to go in for an orientation program, right? My orientator, Todd, came out. Todd. Hi, Jeff. I'm 2% body fat, Todd. Well, hi, 2%. I'm 80% mushy, Jeff. And he flexed and he went, Nautilus did that. Oh, yeah? Well, Haagen-Dazs is doing this. What do you got? First question he asked me, how long has it been since I had an exercise program? Well, let me ponder that one, Toto. 48? That would make it 48 years, 9 months. My mom said I was so lazy they had to induce labor to get me moving. So Todd looks at me with a straight face. He goes, well, you might want to start out a little slow. So I'm sleeping with ankle weights on right now. Never know, you might roll over and burn a calorie or two. Come on, we'd all exercise if the weight we gained was in a more uncomfortable place on our bodies. Where do we gain weight? Our stomachs and our bodies. It's not in our way, is it? A couple pounds on your forehead, that would get you to a gym, wouldn't it? Man, I can't see nothing. People would be laughing at you too, wouldn't they? Hey, Skullmaster, you want a Krispy Kreme? That goes right to my head.
Today, go Jeff Allen, health clubs and exercise and dieting. The guy's got it nailed, doesn't he?
He totally has it nailed.
So what was the what's the most ridiculous or least effective diet you've ever used over the years?
I have done them all.
Right.
I mean, I am probably a rejoin of Weight Watchers, I don't know, 50 times probably.
Really?
No exaggeration.
Now, I was a little familiar with Weight Watchers, and I kind of liked their concept and how they did it and how they have the food with the points and the support meetings. So, but they must not address something, or I guess if you're not ready for it, maybe.
You know, I think that that's really what it is. Mm-hmm. I think when you're ready, you're ready. Mm-hmm. And Weight Watchers probably is the most logical one out there, I think, because you can, you know, you can pretty much eat what you want, and they do the point system now, like you said. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's all in moderation. You get so many points a day, and, you know, but again, you have to be in the right frame of mind. And, you know, like we learn with Rocco every Monday, you need to be physical. You need to do your cardio and you need to do your machines and, you know, you got to be healthy.
I'm actually learning a lot from him because
it's amazing.
As you can tell by looking at me, it's something I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about, but there are so many people in our lives that, like you, have struggled your entire life. And as you just said, you've tried them all. Isn't there a diet, I can't think of what it's called, where you just eat meat, you eat bacon?
Oh, gosh,
I
yes.
forget what that's, the carb diet?
Isn't it the Atkins diet?
That's it, the Atkins
diet.
I've
done the Atkins diet. I mean, Nutrisystem, Jenny mm-hmm. Craig. I was actually pretty successful with Jenny Craig.
Were you?
Okay. Nutrisystem I actually used to work for. Mm-hmm. I had my own store at one point, years
really?
And years ago. I did. I had the Londonderry store. And yes, yeah.
Are they still in business?
They are still. You know, I don't. They're not in business around here.
Okay.
But I think they're still in business, you know, elsewhere. I know definitely online they are.
Okay.
But their store around here that was on South Willow Street is no longer, or Londonderry. That has been no longer for a while. Hmm. But anyway, but Jenny Craig. But again, I was in the mode. You know what I mean? So if you're in the mode and you're doing it, and you know, but it comes back when you get out of it, and that's why it's so important to listen to Rocco every Monday because. You really need to make it your lifestyle. It has to be part of who you are, mm-hmm. you know, exercising on a regular basis, and it just has to be ingrained in you.
How about the grapefruit diet?
I hate grapefruits. Just like J-Dog, I do not like grapefruits.
Yeah. Did you try it, though?
I didn't try that because
no.
I don't like grapefruits. I mean, the only way that I could eat grapefruit and the only way that I was introduced to it to try it was put sugar on it.
Right,
to
yeah.
feed it. Right?
You know, you're right. Because as kids, that's how we always ate it. And it makes no sense.
Why is it that when we were kids, we ate grapefruit? I find that strange because I'm an adult. I won't touch. Well, no? Maybe because now we just know. Did our parents make us eat grapefruit? Because I do remember that also.
Yeah, I didn't feel like we were made to eat it.
No,
it tasted good to me. I liked it. And now, as an adult, I never put sugar on it because I realize how absurd that is. It's like we get enough sugar every day, you know, inadvertently, with the things that we eat. So why would you do that? And it's such a great flavor anyway. You see, when you as an adult, your palate changes.
It does. So maybe I need to try it again.
Yeah, I would.
But isn't that pink grapefruit too? Isn't it a little better than?
I think it is, and maybe it's just because pink looks like it might be sweeter. I don't know. I like pink. I like pink grapefruit.
I think I'm gonna try it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get one and try it.
Give it a shot. Slice it open. They even make those spoons that have the little serrations around the edges. Instead of cutting around the outside and the inside, and then of course you get the seeds caught in your mouth and that whole deal. But
yeah,
I like grapefruit.
I think I might try it.
So have we missed any? Do you ever own a Thighmaster?
No.
No?
Nope. Treadmill, though.
Yes.
Treadmill. I probably have owned 4 or 5 of them.
Oh, really?
And then, you get sick of them, and you they become a furniture, piece of furniture, and
yes.
Then the furniture becomes like the laundry rack, and then and then you just get sick of looking at it after a year, and then you sell it at a yard sale.
Yeah, but you pay $2,000 for them, and then you sell it for $150 bucks at a yard sale.
Exactly. And then, a couple years later, you're back into it again, so you're like, I need to get a treadmill. And you get a treadmill, and it happens all over again.
Right.
I've done that quite a few times.
We've had one for, I'd say, 4 years, and I do like it, and I do use it several times a week. We also have a recumbent bike.
What?
A recumbent bike is... I don't know how to describe it. You kind of sit back on it. You hold the handles on the side, and you kind of—it's not like spinning, but it's
Sit low.
You sit low, yeah,
oh.
Yeah. You sit low like a low rider. And we also have a Bowflex, which I never used, and then we moved, and it got taken apart. So now it's in 150 pieces in the basement. So I guess I got enough exercise just doing that part of it. But I do like, and I realize it's not a well-rounded regimen, but I'm getting my cardio anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
So all right, so we do have one more
little
clip here on Comedy Cold Cuts, and this one is a woman named Tracy Smith. Again, somebody I've not heard of before, but this is a very funny routine. Tracy Smith, healthy body.
Because we'll do anything to lose weight, anything except diet and exercise. You need to scratch that off the top of the list. Is there anybody here on their prenuptial diet right now? You know that one, before you get married, get into the size 5 wedding gown, never look this good again for the rest of your frickin' life diet. He says, I do. She says, let's eat! Salad bar my ass. We're married now. Remember that skinny girl you were engaged to? She's gone. I ate her. I have a doctor's appointment on Monday. I'm not even sick. It's just that I've been working out and I want someone to see me naked. I have the biggest crush on my new doctor. I can't even stand it. Oh. Oh, he's gorgeous. That man could tell me I'm dying. And I'd be like, oh, really? Guess we'll be seeing a lot of each other, huh?
There you go. Her name is Tracy Smith, Healthy Body. And that's that was a fun segment today,
that was
huh?
That's cute, yeah.
For No Diet Day, which was Wednesday, May 6th this year.
Love it.
Yeah, good stuff going on. So, when we come back here in a couple of minutes, I do have a trivia question having to do with dieting.
Awesome.
So we'll give that a shot. Sounds How funny great. Can it be? I don't know. I guess we'll find out, won't we?
So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hello, everybody. It's Food for Thought. Carol Lawrence, Mike Morin, we're at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street in beautiful downtown Manchester. And I have to say, well, let me read the sponsors, then I'll make my comment about last night and something that impressed me this morning. Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill on 2nd Street, Manchester, is one of our sponsors of Food for Thought. Also, New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com, and Casey's Rib Shack. Also on the west side, 2nd Street, great, authentic, southern barbecue. Nobody does it like they do here in New Hampshire. So last night was probably 15,000 people roaming up and down Elm Street. And you probably noticed, Carol, all the
I know what you're gonna say.
Trash barrels and everything. Just, I mean, everything was overflowing all over the sidewalk. Today, spotless, clean.
I did bump into Sam this morning at Midtown Cafe, the mayor's assistant.
Yes.
And we were chatting about last night. And Mayor Gatsis, I guess, drove down Elm Street at one point later last night. And he noticed all the garbage and, I believe, called her and said, make sure you get them here early to take care of all this garbage because it's pretty bad.
So she's really the mayor is what you're telling me.
I guess she is. I think that's how she said it.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I know she had something to do with it. So.
Right. Well,
there's mother.
There's mom. She's waving. Hi, mom. So it was really good to see that. I'm not sure what time that all got picked up. I'm going to guess probably before, you know, the business hour started.
Yeah, but I would think. But it looked good.
Bottom line, it got done. And I mean, I was thinking they probably had that in the plan already. I don't know that you needed the mayor to make a call for that. But
I hope so.
You know, if you're the mayor and you see that, you're going to make the call anyway,
that's right?
Because
I would think so.
That's why you have that job.
The only thing last night that I know a few people we're complaining
about. And I know what you're going to say. Is it that bad we're reading each other's minds now?
I know, really. Yeah. But and one of the employees in Midtown Cafe got two tickets last night on his car. Is the meter readers that were out. Is that what you thought I was going to say?
No.
Oh.
So I guess I can't read your mind.
I guess.
So traffic tickets, which...
You know, they were out there at like 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, they don't give me any special dispensation for events like that, sad to say.
I think we need to bring that up with the mayor next time he's here at lunch and just listen to his thoughts
on
that.
Well, but this is kind of a safe spot to come. We don't generally whine about anything or jump on
him. No, we could ask him.
We do have his ear. I mean, we have his stomach and his ear.
We have
a way to a mayor's ear is through his stomach, I always say.
Right.
So, well, that's a good point. Well, the one thing that I think can be made better, and that is to have a greater availability of maps. Because how many people came up to us last night? They saw the maps that we had that list all 41 of the places. It was a beautifully done map.
Very nice.
And they were available for free in the time leading up to the taco night in all the hippo news boxes.
Right.
But they were gone. So it would be good to have maybe people from the hippo just walking around handing them out to people.
Exactly.
Or have a couple spots right there, high visibility, get your maps here, and maybe four spots on Elm Street.
Yeah.
And
or a few at all the locations. You know, give us all some and, for sure, because people were definitely looking for maps.
So did most people pay cash, or was that a requirement last night, at least for
Midtown
Cafe?
It wasn't a requirement, but we were kind of standing right next to them, and I don't think there was any issue of them, not taking anything other than cash.
Okay.
I think people were pretty, $2.
Mm-hmm.
Really. So
most people can pony up $2.
Yeah.
I would hope.
Yeah.
Well, the most that we heard anybody eat last night was 12, and I think our own J-Dog went beyond that. But we'll get his full report if he's available in an hour.
Yes.
If he's
can't wait.
Taking his Pepto-Bismol. I'm not really sure. Also want to let you know at the top of the hour following news, Hillary Davis joining us, cookbook author and food and lifestyle writer, and her newest cookbook available on Amazon, and I'm going to guess in the bricks and mortar store soon, is called Le French Oven or Le French Oven. I'm not really sure. We'll let her.
Le French Oven.
She's been in France.
Sounds pretty good, Mike.
Well, I took 3 years.
I did too.
Did you really?
In high school.
Yes.
Me too.
And some in college. And here's where it helped out. Besides the fact that my heritage is French-Canadian, nobody in my family really spoke it. However, when I became a hockey broadcaster, when I was in my late 20s, it was extremely helpful to pronounce all the towns they came from and the actual names.
And their names.
Anyway, but I digress.
Do you remember je suis, tu es, il est, vous êtes, nous sommes? Do you remember that?
I am something. I have to go to the bathroom, but first let me finish this croissant. Is that what you said? That's what I thought you said. I guess I'm wrong. You want to try a trivia question?
Yeah.
We have a little time here.
Let's do that.
All right. So tell us what the prizes are, if you would, please.
The prizes are Puerto Vallarta. I believe it is $25. Yeah, but it's $20 gift certificate to Puerto Vallarta.
Good.
That'll get you a couple margaritas anyway. And their lunch specials are really great prices. You could get, $20 gift certificate to Puerto Vallarta, gift certificates for the Red Arrow Diner, and also Jay's Tavern. So it'll be a good $40-$50 package.
All right. This is the question. We were on the no diet theme in the Comedy Cold Cut segment a few moments ago. So here is the question, and I guess not surprised. Obviously, I know the answer. So we're going to ask you. So call us up if you think you have any idea at 866-823-1077. Here's the question. A full 50% of all women who diet have this in common.
Oh, boy.
50. So
that would be me.
No? Well.
No?
I'm going to guess not.
Really?
I'm going to guess you are not. You are not one of these people. But half of women who diet have this in common. The phone number to call is 866-823-1077. I'll repeat it one more time. A full 50% of all women who diet have this in common.
All right. 866-823-1077.
Kind of interesting.
I'm like really curious now.
Have you heard that Whole Foods is making some changes?
No.
Got this off of, I may have been USA Today yesterday. Whole Foods is trying to change its reputation as a grocery with fresh food at high prices by opening a separate chain of lower-priced stores aimed at millennials, which is people in their 20s and 30s, basically.
30s, yeah.
The company made the announcement during its second quarter earnings conference call Wednesday. Whole Foods, known for its organic, natural food selection, clean stores, and large displays of bright, fresh produce. They got one in Nashua at exit 7 off of the Everett Turnpike. They've been losing traction recently as organic and fresh foods have become more popular at mainstream grocery chains. I love this. The company also early on earned its nickname Whole Paycheck for how expensive it is to shop there. The new stores will cater to a new generation of shoppers who are still interested in organic and natural foods but want a different shopping experience, executive said. CEO Walter Robb said the stores will have modern, streamlined design, innovative technology, and a curated selection. Store opens next year, but executives declined to give details about where and how many there will be, saying that more details would come by fall. So they realize their future audience is, first of all, paying back a lot of student loans and trying to get their first homes and having children and are not going to go into Whole Foods because of the perception, whether it's true or not, and it probably is, that it's priced a little bit higher than your Shaw's or Hannaford or Market Basket.
There's one going in Bedford.
Okay.
Right near Fresh Market.
Oh, give them a little
company. You know the old Sheridan?
Yes,
That's all tore down.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, and there's supposedly a Whole Foods going in right there. Supposed to be a pretty big one, too.
So let me repeat.
Interesting.
Let me repeat the question here, and then we'll continue on. A full 50% of women who diet have this in common. Maybe I'll give you a clue. Think a model. Think Cindy Crawford.
Yeah, well, that's definitely not me. Now I get it.
That's your clue. The number is toll-free. Don't say it.
I'm not going to.
866-823-1077. A full 50% of all women who diet have what in common?
I know what it is.
Give us a call. 866-823-1077. We have restaurant after restaurant as your prize, about a roughly $50 prize package of goodies from a couple of restaurants. What you got going on over there?
What do I have going on over here? Do you sleep well at night?
I do, for the most part.
You do?
I do, yeah.
I do not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't. I have a hard time to sleep. I really do. And I was, searching around food news and stuff, and it was a an article on foods to eat for a good night's sleep.
Well, I'm going to guess that, first of all, you probably shouldn't be eating within 2 to 3 hours of bedtime. I don't know if they say that in there.
It says to have these sleep-inviting snacks about an hour before bedtime,
all right,
and it will help you.
I'm all ears. What are they suggesting?
Well, there's quite a few of them. Of course, one of them is a mug of warm milk. You will never catch me drinking milk.
Really? You don't like milk?
I don't like milk.
I love milk, but not before bed. No.
A warm glass of milk, does that sound
That sounds
inviting?
Gross. I'm with you there.
Right.
I love cold milk with a meal. But
not with
dessert. Okay, so you're not a
milk
lady.
Only had milk when I was pregnant, and
okay.
I had to. That was it. But anyway, another choice is half a banana and a handful of almonds.
All right, that's healthy.
Yeah, not bad. Whole grain crackers with peanut butter.
So these are foods that are supposed to induce sleep?
Yeah, that's what they say.
See, I'm thinking that if we're not sleeping, it's generally because we can't shut our minds off, or we're watching TV in bed, which we're not supposed to be doing. All right, let's. I understand we have some callers standing by, so let's grab it.
Jason from Andover. Hi, Jason.
Hey, buddy.
We have a few.
How you doing?
All right, Jason. A full 50% of women who diet have this in common.
I'd say an eating disorder.
No, I'm sure that's probably up there, but that is not the right answer. Thanks for your try, Jason. Let's go to our next caller, who is
Leslie from Bedford.
Leslie, you must have some idea.
Is it that they don't need to lose weight?
That's exactly right.
Yep, that's exactly what I thought it was.
50% of women who diet are not overweight. Did that surprise you to hear that or know that, Leslie?
It did, actually, yeah, because that's probably why they don't need to lose weight, because they're on diets.
But see, how many women perceive that they're overweight, even if they're not? The whole perception thing is really
many, probably all of us.
And I mean, that's a whole discussion for another day.
It is.
I think maybe we'll bring that up with Rocco sometime.
Rocco, Monday.
All right. So, Leslie, we're going to get your information, and we'll get those prizes off to you. So do not hang up when we say goodbye to you and give the information to Bob.
Great. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great day.
And if you're a mom, happy Mother's Day. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. All right. 50% of women who diet are not overweight. That's our trivia question. All right. So you just gave us, since we have probably about another minute or so, some of the food items that they say.
And this is from the National Sleep Foundation.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
right.
And another one is a half a turkey sandwich. Now that I just can't imagine.
Well, here's why they're telling you that. Because there's tryptophan in turkey, and tryptophan always makes you sleepy after Thanksgiving dinner, doesn't it?
That's exactly what it says right here.
Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's exactly. And you know, tryptophan also in whole grain crackers.
What? There's tryptophan in crackers?
Another magical combo.
Hmm.
That will promote sound slumber. A mug of herbal tea.
So, Carol, why do you think that you do you have trouble getting to sleep or staying asleep?
Staying asleep.
So you might sleep for a couple hours and then you wake up.
And then I wake up.
And then you start thinking and the wheels start spinning?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Which I think is probably pretty common.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I take my Tylenol PM to help me sleep. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have a clean conscience. I go to sleep.
Oh, thanks. First you tell me I'm definitely overweight. I'm not in that 50%.
I never said that.
Well, you said I wasn't in the 50%. And now...
By your own admission, by the way.
All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're at the top of the hour. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Hillary Davis, a cookbook author. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.